Today's the first day of ordinary time, first day of the first week. This gives us an opportunity to reflect a little bit on time. God, we know, is not in time. He's not subject to the flow of time. For God, all times are now, simultaneously. Every moment is now. But for us, time progresses, past, present, future. And so it's helpful for us to mark the changes of time. Like yesterday was Christmas season, today's ordinary time. That's helpful for us. And we do this all the time. We're constantly noting how things were and how things are and how things will be or what we expect when we look ahead on the calendar. Gosh, there's so many examples. I don't even know where to start. People say, well, before I was in school, now I'm working. Before I was single, now I'm married. Before I had no children, now I have children. In the days of the pandemic that we're still in, a lot of people now talk about pre-COVID-19, what it was like before, and now it's not like that. And the question is, well, will we ever go back to what it was like before, or will it always be different? So people asking, what was normal? What's new normal? Well, what will it be when this pandemic subsides? What will be changed forever, and what was only a temporary change? So this is all reflections on the flow of time and change. We use signs also to remind us of this. You probably noticed wala na ang mga Christmas decorations. Noon, meron. Ngayon, wala na. That's normal. It's not healthy to want to remain in the past, to be longing for the way things were all the time. We can note things were different, we can acknowledge that we liked what was, but we can't cling to it in such a way that we live as if we're in the past. We're not there. God is there, but we're not. We're right now. And it's also unhealthy to live as if we're in some future time that's not yet. We're here right now. We live in the present moment. We can remember, we can plan, but we're not in the past, we're not in the future, we're right here. Today's first reading, the very beginning of the letter to the Hebrews, points to the most significant change in time that ever happened. The author distinguishes between times past and these last days. So there's times past and there's these last days, meaning the time that we're in now. And the change that took place to distinguish between that former time and now is the arrival of Christ, the entry into time of God made flesh, what we celebrated for the whole Christmas season, the incarnation. That's the break in time, or the threshold, the most momentous threshold in time. And we mark this by the way we count years, B.C., A.D., B.C. before Christ, A.D. in the year of our Lord. So now we're in the time of the Lord. Before we weren't. Even the secular world that doesn't like to talk about A.D., they use the same threshold. B.C.E., they call it, and C.E. Before the Common Era and the Common Era. Well, what made it common? The arrival of the Word made flesh. Even if they don't believe in Him, they still count the years that way. So this is all being given to us on this first day of ordinary time as a point of reflection. What has changed? What has changed is the way God reveals Himself. Before, He spoke in partial and various ways. Spoke through the prophets. He spoke through creation. He spoke in dreams, angels. He can still speak that way, and nothing stops God from speaking. But his fullest speech, his word, is Jesus Christ. He has become flesh. He's entered into the human experience so fully that we can measure the course of his life. God, who's outside of time, entered into time. So that's what the Hebrew starts with. We're talking about a new thing here. It's not like any other revelation. The gospel applies this entry of Christ into time, applies it to the particular, the personal experience of four fishermen. They have a pre and post evaluation of time. Before, they were fishermen. Now, they're fishers of men. What happened? What was the threshold? The call of Jesus Christ. Jesus broke into their life experience and called them. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And for the rest of their lives, they could point to that moment as the change. We were fishermen before, then this happened, and we left our nets and we left the boat and we started a new life. It makes it sound as if there's only one threshold. Actually, no. Every encounter with God is a new threshold. Every encounter with God is a new beginning. It's good for us to reflect on this. Now we begin ordinary time. Well, we had ordinary time last year, and the year before, and the year before. If you've been following the liturgical life, this isn't the first time you had the beginning of ordinary time. But you're not where you were last time. You're now. And so this is a new beginning for all of us. We begin this new season with a fresh start, with a new experience of God, with a renewal of his call. Come after me. Come follow me. Just as a side note, if you want to take a look at the front cover of the Anuam Way, you'll notice that it's about today's gospel. Come after me and I will make you fishers of men. So there's Jesus gesturing to these two guys. They don't know what to make of it. They're looking at him like, well, who is this? And they're holding their nets. I suppose that's James and John, because it looks like although they're not in a boat. Anyway, you might wonder, how did this picture get on the front cover? Since I know how things work in the production of this publication. This was not chosen for today. This was chosen for Sunday, the third Sunday in ordinary time. The third Sunday in ordinary time. So jump up to page 85, January 24, and you'll see we're going to have this exact same gospel again on the third Sunday of ordinary time, Sunday of the Word of God. And I'm sure that this image was chosen for Sunday, and I don't think anybody realized that the very first gospel that we will read in this edition is going to be this one, come after me and I will make you fishers of men. Well, anyway, that's just something to help us ponder. But I think what's more significant for us is to reflect a little bit on our journey and where we are now. We can look back and we learn from the past. We can recognize what God has said to us, how he has called us, how his word has changed us. And we can listen to what he's saying to us now. Perhaps it won't be much different than what he said in the past, but you never know. God is a God of surprises. So we aware of what he has said and how he has called us, we listen for what he wants to say to us now, what new word he has for us, what he calls us to abandon. There are still nets to be left behind. There are still boats to be left behind. And there is a new work to be done. Every day is new. it's just a good perspective to have on time, so that we're not locked in the past, we're not living in a dreamy future, we're listening, we're pondering, we're responding in faith to what God says to us. We are disciples. We are the ones to whom God is speaking and calling. So let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord, listen to his call, and respond in faith.